Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
While today's teens and tweens may be more digitally savvy than their parents, their lack of maturity and life experience can quickly get them into trouble with some of these new social venues. My guest is Dr. Melissa Arca. She's a board-certified pediatrician, mom of two, blogger, and child advocate. Welcome to the show, Dr. Arca. So I have a 14-year-old son. Yeah. He's just starting to do all of these things and texting and being on Facebook and Instagram and all these things. And I don't really know how involved I should be in all of these things he's involved in. How involved should parents be?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think parents try to walk that line and try to make sure that they're giving them both privacy, but also that they're in the know. And I do think it is managing that fine line and that we do have to balance that as parents. But I think just with anything and our kids, it is about balance. So I think parents should be very involved, but at the same token, giving their kids some space. I think as parents, we know that our kids are on there. You know, you have a teenager. We know that they're online. So I think being in the know and knowing what spaces our kids are visiting online is really important. So I think number one as parents is that we really just need to be knowledgeable about the sites that our kids are using and that the sites that they're connecting on and what they're using them for. So I think, like you said, you know that your teen is on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and those are really kind of the top three social media sites for teens today. Most teens take to Facebook. Still, you know, the Pew Internet research has shown that 73% of online teens choose Facebook as their social media platform. But we know that they're texting to each other. They're using apps that we may not necessarily know about, things like Snapchat. They're also on Instagram sharing photos and commenting there and also connecting on Twitter. So I think we just have to know where they are and just communicate with them. I think that's the second biggest thing is we know that teens want to be online and connect with their friends and family, but they also do want to talk to us about it to a certain extent. And I think as parents, sometimes we think that they don't. But you'd be surprised by asking them about it. It's such a big part of their lives that they really do want to talk about it. So I think keeping the lines of communication open is another big thing for parents.
Dr. Arca, and I know about Snapchat, and I don't love the fact that everything disappears right away. So you can't even really see what they're sending because then it goes away. Right. Do we start from this place of trust, or do we start from a place of sort of mistrust or, you know, being a little bit wary and then seeing where that takes us?
Well, I think not necessarily mistrust, but you're right. I think being wary and cautious is a good way to start out from it. And because a lot of times our teens view privacy and caution a lot differently than we do as parents. We kind of see the big picture, and they see immediacy and ability to communicate so easily. So I think we just have to be their voice of reason as we are throughout their lives and trying to keep them safe. So the same things apply for them using their online when they're engaging online. I think we have to remind them that nothing is truly ever private. Even things like Snapchat, where they, you know, teens can take screenshots of things, and then that's permanent forever. So I think that teens really do need our advice and guidance, and they do want to hear what we have to say about it. I mean, they may roll their eyes at us, but still, I mean, I think it's part of our job to remind them that privacy is important. And when we are talking about privacy, we mean that what they're putting out there into the world. So we know that even though they're posting something to their friends, quote unquote friends on Facebook, that it has been shown that teens have an average of 300 friends on Facebook. So you can imagine what they're actually putting out there to people that they actually don't really know. So reminding them that things are permanent, that they're leaving virtually, they're leaving a digital footprint online, no matter where they post it or who they're sending it to. So I think those are things we really need to guide our kids on, and not necessarily mistrust them, but just giving them words of warning and letting them have some freedom, but also being there for them if they happen to make a misstep and need your help and guidance. I think one of the
things... So kids really do, they really do want to tell us some of these things, and we should learn first to communicate. Second, we be cautious, but not over mistrusting. We get involved. We ask them what it is they're doing. We take a look at things. Do we friend them on Facebook so we can always keep an eye on it?
That's a good question. I think a lot of teens would probably say no, and some actually don't have a problem with it. My personal feeling is, you know, if they're going to be online and sharing things publicly, that parents should be there and connected to them online if they're on Facebook as well. And I think if teens have, you know, discomfort with that, then I think they should realize that maybe they shouldn't be posting it on online or on Facebook, because there's a lot of people that see it. There's aunts and cousins and uncles, and, you know, it's just, I think, a reminder for teens as well that if there's something that they wouldn't want their parents to see online, then maybe they shouldn't be posting it online.
And I think it's important, Dr. Arca, that we also make sure that they understand, as much as they will roll their eyeballs at us, that we really communicate the fact that you do not put personal information. And that goes with even playing those video games that they have the headsets on. Because I did hear from my little daughter that my son put his cell phone number on one of these websites to tell his friends how to reach him, and I got him to take that right off, and we had a big long talk about it. So I know sometimes they just don't think that through. They don't see the harm in it.
Right, exactly. And I think it's important, and you were right there with them and helping them get through that and realizing what the harm could potentially be in doing things like that. And I think that's okay. I think kids and we, and as parents too, are learning as we go along that there's some things that are okay and some things that are just not okay. Teens are really viewing their online use as a way to stay connected to family and friends, so they do really value it and feel like it's a good, positive aspect of their lives. But on the flip side, we know, like you were saying, there could be a lot of downsides to it, and losing privacy, sharing personal information and photos and things that could really be distributed widely and stay around forever. We also know that teens can become addicted to their smartphones and apps and scouring their social media sites and things like that, and it could cause them a lot of stress and anxiety and interfere with sleep as well. So I think another thing we should be mindful of these days as families is to really have family screen rules that apply to online use and just screens in general, so that we could keep everything in moderation and remember that these things, although they view them as very positive, can also have their downside, and that we need to monitor and moderate that. I like to encourage families to have screen rules for themselves and talk about them up front and let everybody in the house know that this is just the way we do things. So in our family, we have screen-free zones, meaning there's no screens in the bedrooms at all. When it's time to get ready for bed, all the phones and iPads and everything stay somewhere else in the kitchen getting charged. They don't take them to their room with them, so they can't interfere with sleep, not buzzing with a text or a message or email and things like that.
Well, absolutely, and these are all good rules, and I think that parents need to, we're out of time, Dr. Arca, but I think that parents need to hear what you've said about communications and screen-free areas and letting their parents in on it and discussing what it is you're putting out there, because it's permanent. These are all great pieces of advice. Talk to your children about their use of social media, parents, because, you know, this is how they communicate these days, and we have to be up on it, in on it with them. So get involved. See what your kids are doing online, and you'll all be happier and safer for it. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.